5. The Ministry of the Spirit. The divine minister cooperates with the Creator Son in the formulation of life and the creation of new orders of beings up to the time of his seventh bestowal and, subsequently, after his elevation to the full sovereignty of the universe, continues to collaborate with the Son and the Son's bestowed Spirit in the further work of world ministry and planetary progression. On the inhabited worlds, the Spirit begins the work of evolutionary progression, starting with the lifeless material of the realm, first endowing vegetable life, then the animal organisms, then the first orders of human existence, and each succeeding impartation contributes to the further unfolding of the evolutionary potential of planetary life, from the initial and primitive stages to the appearance of will creatures. This labor of the Spirit is largely effected through the seven adjutants, the spirits of promise, the unifying and coordinating spirit mind of the evolving planets, ever and unitedly leading the races of men towards higher ideas and spiritual ideals. Mortal man first experiences the ministry of the Spirit in conjunction with mind when the purely animal mind of evolutionary creatures develops reception capacity for the adjutants of worship and of wisdom. This ministry of the sixth and seventh adjutants indicates mind evolution crossing the threshold of spiritual ministry, and immediately are such minds of worship and wisdom function included in the spiritual circuits of the divine minister. When mind is thus endowed with the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it possesses the capacity for, consciously or unconsciously, choosing the spiritual presence of the Universal Father, the Thought Adjuster. But it is not until a bestowal Son has liberated the Spirit of Truth for planetary ministry to all mortals that all normal minds are automatically prepared for the reception of the Thought Adjusters. The Spirit of Truth works as one with the presence of the Spirit of the Divine Minister. This dual spirit liaison hovers over the worlds, seeking to teach truth and to spiritually enlighten the minds of men, to inspire the souls of the creatures of the ascending races, and to lead the peoples dwelling on the evolutionary planets ever towards their paradise goal of divine destiny. Though the Spirit of Truth is poured out upon all flesh, the Spirit of the Son is almost wholly limited in function and power by man's personal reception of that which constitutes the sum and substance of the mission of the bestowal Son. The Holy Spirit is partly independent of human attitude and partially conditioned by the decisions and cooperation of the will of man. Nevertheless, the ministry of the Holy Spirit becomes increasingly effective in the sanctification and spiritualization of the inner life of those mortals who the more fully obey the divine leadings. As individuals, you do not personally possess a segregated portion or entity of the Spirit of the Creator Father Son or the Creative Mother Spirit. These ministries do not contact with nor indwell the thinking centers of the individual's mind, as do the mystery monitors. Thought adjusters are definite individualizations of the pre-personal reality of the Universal Father, actually indwelling the mortal mind as a very part of that mind, and they ever work in perfect harmony with the combined spirits of the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit of the Universe Daughter of the Infinite Spirit, of the Spirit of Truth of the Universe Son of the Eternal Son, and of the Adjuster Spirit of the Paradise Father, in or with an evolutionary mortal, denotes symmetry of spiritual endowment in ministry and qualifies such a mortal consciously to realize the faith fact of sonship with God.